that's the fault of the administration, that they haven't supported them. I can list incident after incident going back 30 years to when I was in school there. It's an eyewitness to those classrooms. This should never have occurred. And over the years, this has been allowed to go on, where the teachers don't even recognize what's happening in front of them anymore. My daughter was assaulted in that school, and I think most of you probably saw that video. And that was an assault. But within minutes of it happening, I received a phone call telling me that my daughter was being suspended from school and being cited for this.
Mr. Wagner, I have to interrupt for a second. We can't discuss any
student. I'm not going to go into that. I'm just speaking of this as in general. I'm not going into my daughter's suspension. I think that's something we can address individually. I got that call telling me my daughter was being suspended. And she was being cited for disorderly conduct. My daughter, you saw that video. I don't think there's a person in this room who can tell me that was a fight. That wasn't a fight. That was an assault. And the things that led up to that should have been addressed long before it got to that level. I'm sorry. I've got a lot I want to say, and I know I've got to be careful how I say it, because I don't want to get into addressing students' names. I have no intention of going there. But I can tell you, when I was in school there, there was a teacher there that the students mocked you for having a bad breath. They would yell dragon at you. And those same students would come back into that classroom every day. The teacher reported a few times, and those kids were back there the next day. Sunday morning, as I was leaving for work, I stopped in a local Turkey Bowl store for a cup of coffee. And a woman who's about 10 years younger than me approached me. And I don't know why, after seeing the video, she thought she should tell me about her adventures in school, where she threw breath mints at that teacher. That same teacher. 10 years later, she was pulling breath mints at that teacher and returning to that classroom the next day. That shouldn't happen. That's the problem. That's what, you know, when, why are teachers not reporting the behavior that occurred in that school on Wednesday? Because students are allowed to throw breath mints at them and mock them because their breath doesn't smell well and return to the classroom. The administration here is not supporting our teachers. When that girl was sent to the office, there's no way she should have returned to the classroom. What happened in that classroom on Wednesday is a bigger problem than what happened in that classroom on Thursday. And it's something that we need to take a hard look at. When I called and I spoke to two officials at the school, spoke to the principal on Friday, I was told, we don't have that problem here. No one has ever been assaulted in this school in the 3 years that I've worked here. That's wrong. Just because we label them as fights doesn't mean they're not assaults. What happened to my daughter was an assault. It wasn't a fight. But the rush to label that as a fight, rush her out the door, and treat her as part of the problem. My daughter couldn't come to this meeting because she's prohibited from school functions right now. She's still suspended for what happened on Thursday. That's wrong. It shouldn't be happening. My daughter is being treated as part of the problem. She's a victim of a crime in that school.